The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for war.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow. Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future. And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came in the logbook.com's Escape Pod.
July 25th.
I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1973, the Soviets launched the uncrewed Mars 5 probe, which reached the red planet and took photos of it from orbit. Unfortunately, technical issues led Mars 5 to shut down after only 22 orbits. In 1976, also at Mars, the Viking 1 orbiter snapped an infamous photo looking straight down onto the planet's surface. Thanks to light and shadow hitting a feature in Cydonia region on Mars, the photo transmitted to Earth by Viking resembled a humanoid face carved into the Martian landscape, despite more recent, better resolution images confirming that the face was just an optical illusion. Cydonia's face on Mars is still a favorite of UFO and conspiracy buffs everywhere. In 1978, the news from the Red Planet wasn't as encouraging or as funny. The Viking 2 orbiter shut down after losing most of its station-keeping fuel to a leak. The Viking 2 lander on Mars now had to send its observations back to Earth directly and at a reduced bit rate as a result. Skylab astronaut Paul Weitz was born today in 1932. Chloe Annette, who played the alternate universe Kochansky stranded aboard Red Dwarf in its final 20th century episodes, was born today in 1971.
Hi.
You look great.
You look pretty amazing yourself. So in this dimension, you didn't die. You're an alternate version of Dave.
Well, I like to think of myself as a definitive version, you know, honed to perfection by time and evolution.
I can see why you think that, yeah.
On this day in 2005, one of the original cast members of the BBC's cult classic space opera, Blake Seven, died. David Jackson played strongman Gan during the show's first two seasons, and he was the first major character to be killed off. Maybe not a big deal now, but a very rare thing for 1970s TV. In 2010, Sherlock premiered, a modern-day retelling of the Sherlock Holmes stories by Stephen Moffat and Mark Gatiss, and starring Benedict Cumberbatch and Martin Freeman.
You asked me to come, I'm assuming it's important?
Oh, yeah, of course. Can I borrow your phone?
I was the other side of London.
There's no hurry.
So this is about the case?
Her case.
Her case?
A suitcase, yes, obviously. Murderer took her suitcase, first big mistake.
Okay, you took her case, sir.
On my desk, there's a number. I want you to send a text.
You've brought me here to send a text.
Text, yes, the number on my desk.
You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. Thelogbook.com's podcasts and video productions are entirely listener, viewer, and reader supported. And there's more than just the Escape Pod. There's Retrogram, where you pick a week between 1970 and 1990 to reassess all of that week's sci-fi, horror, superhero, and fantasy shows. There's Select Game, Expanded Memories of the Odyssey 2, covering one of the great overlooked classic video game systems. There are the frequent Phosphor.Fossils YouTube videos, each one revisiting classic arcade, computer, and home video games from the 70s through the 90s. And there are the Logbook.com's original books and ebooks, and much more. You can find ebooks and anything you might want from online vendors such as Amazon or eBay at thelogbook.com/store. There are original designs on everything from t-shirts to socks to shower curtains to non-medical grade face masks at thelogbook.redbubble.com. You can support The Logbook on an ongoing basis at patreon.com/thelogbook or at Ko-fi, that's ko-fi.com/thelogbook. You can also help us out by subscribing to CBS All Access or Amazon Prime through the ads you'll find on nearly any page of thelogbook.com. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Commencing Escape Pod with the Pro Seeker. The escape pod was written and produced by our team. Music by Casatol Key.